Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
Saint Mark, also known as Mark the Ascetic, was one of the great ascetical fathers of the Nitrian desert in 5th century Egypt. A student of the great Saint John Chrysostom, the golden-mouthed, whose liturgy is the normal liturgy of the Orthodox Church, Mark studied for years under this great teacher, until at the age of 40 he was tonsured by Saint John into the monastic life. He took up his struggles in the remote region of Nitria, part of the harshest outer climate of the monastic Egyptian desert, and there struggled in his monastic labors for many years, some 60 years after tonsure, dying at the age of nearly 100. Saint Mark is remembered as a great miracle worker, known for his fasting, for which he is sometimes called Saint Mark the Faster. And he is a monk and a writer and a father with a strong sense of the practical orientation of Christian life and prayer around the truth of Christ. And he reminds us in the passage we shall read in a moment that the real life in Christ can never be a life simply of ease, of gentleness, of relaxation. If we are followers of Christ, we are followers of one who ascended the cross. In St. Mark's words from his letter to Nicholas, we have the following. Unless a man gives himself entirely to the cross, in a spirit of humility and self-abasement, unless he casts himself down to be trampled underfoot by all, despised by all, accepting injustice, contempt, and mockery, unless he undergoes all these things with joy for the sake of the Lord, not claiming any kind of human reward whatsoever, whether glory or honor or pleasures of food and drink and clothing, he cannot become a true Christian. That's from the third chapter of St. Mark's letter to Nicholas. How are we to be true Christians? How is the life in Christ to become our life in its authenticity? So often in the modern world, we expect or even want the Christian life to be a life of ease, free from any real struggle. We recoil when we are told that the Church might make some demand, however slight, on our behavior, our attitudes, our speech, or even more dramatically, our thoughts and our interior disposition. This is perhaps an expected state in our human condition today. Fallen from God through the consequences of our sin, we are prone to seek a life where God has no real say in our day-to-day actions. Yes, we may be inclined to acknowledge his existence, his presence, but so often our sin causes us to recoil, to draw back, whenever the presence of God is manifest as his reality, a reality that seeks our change, our transformation. There is no way to be a follower of the true God without being a follower of God at the cross. As St. Mark says, unless a man gives himself entirely to the cross, he cannot be a true Christian. What sort of Christian person could we ever claim to be if our Christianity, as it was manifest in our lives, in my life, was a Christianity without the cross? Such a Christian life is a life with no possibility of a true resurrection of spirit, unless we are willing to sacrifice our life, to join our life to Christ's sacrifice. How can we expect ever that our brokenness, our fallenness, can be transformed by him? We are called as Christian people to live Christ's life so much as he gives us grace to be able to do it. We are called to follow him, not just in the glorious moments, not just in the triumph of the Sunday of Palms, not just in the radiance of the Transfiguration, not just in the booming glory and love of the baptism. We are called to follow Christ in his whole life and attitude towards God and towards creation. We are to humble ourselves as Christ humbled himself. We are to cast ourselves down, St. Mark says, ready, willing to be trampled underfoot by everyone, glorying inasmuch as we are despised by some, by the world. This is the moment, this is the time when we are united to Christ's own humiliation, his own life. When in our Christian life, in our struggles, we become upset that we are not treated justly, fairly, or in the manner that we expect or feel that we should, we are to remember, says St. Mark, that Christ himself was treated unjustly. And so he says, accept injustice, contempt, and mockery. Do so with joy for the sake of the Lord. This is a great saint and ascetic, one who struggled for decades in the fiercest of Christian life and so grew close to God, reminding us in the comfort, the deceptive comfort of the modern world, that Christ makes demands of us and that to be his followers we are to meet those demands with a true humility of spirit. How are we to live our Christian calling in this world? There is a grave temptation ever more present in modern society and in the church in the modern world, to live our Christian life triumphantly, in regality, in open worldly glory and honour. But the way to Christ is always the way of the cross. It is the way of humiliation, of mockery, of contempt, of being trodden underfoot by a world that sees no value in the life Christ gives, and willingly laying ourselves down at the foot of our brother, willingly opening ourselves to that contempt and mockery so that we can be joined to Christ, who in the same self-sacrificial act redeemed the broken world. St. Mark teaches us a life of self-emptying, a life of true Christ-like discipleship. In this he echoes one of his great forebears in the desert, Evagrius of Pontus, writing the century before. Evagrius notes, "Do not think you have acquired any virtue before you have shed your blood in the struggle for it. Until death you must fight against sin, resisting with all your strength." Christian life is a life of abasement and struggle. This is the joy of the Christian way. Far from shunning it, from recoiling, from turning away, let us embrace with renewed fervor the opportunities this world gives us, and it gives us so many, to set aside our will, our expectation of glory, our desire to be treated justly and fairly, kindly. Let us set all these things aside in the joy of the cross, giving ourselves wholly to it in joy for the love of the Lord. If we were simply doing this without that love, without Christ's gift and offering, it would be a morbid, senseless act. But we as Christian people offer our lives at the cross, offer ourselves to Christ on the cross, because we know with full assurance that through this cross joy has come into the world. Through this cross death and sin are defeated. Through this cross resurrection shines into the world.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.